Welcome to another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor the monthly Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast, highlighting member businesses, events, and organizations. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce exists to promote businesses and events in the Monte Vista area. They serve its members and the community at large by planning and hosting many local events, social media promotions, advertising, and help to improve community relations and communications among the residents and guests of the Monte Vista area. Their mission is to advance a sustainable business environment and improve the quality of life for the community. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is located at 947 First Avenue in Monte Vista. You can call them at 719-852-2731. That's 719-852-2731. Or visit their website, montevistachamber.org. That's montevistachamber.org. And check back at the beginning of every month for another Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast.
Coming up on this podcast are three special interviews. The first is with the newest member of the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors, Adam Locke, who is also the manager and head technical engineer of SL Voices. Then we have the September 2020 Chamber of Commerce Business of the Month, Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, featuring Chief Operations Manager Mike Flagg. And wrapping up this podcast is the September Featured Business of the Month, the new soup and sandwich company, featuring owner Stephen Valdez.
I'm Adam, and this is the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce Business Spotlight for September 2020. Part of each month's podcast is to introduce our listeners to our local Chamber of Commerce and the good folks behind the scenes. This month, we're talking with, well, with me, actually, seeing as I'm the newest member of the Chamber Board. But instead of making this a boring monologue, I've invited Ken Hamko, the Chamber Membership Director, to actually ask the questions. Welcome back to SL Voices, Ken, and I'm going to turn the interview reins over to you at this point.
Well, thank you, Adam. Thanks for having me here.
Well, we appreciate you doing this.
So how about if we start with, let's get a little bit of your story.
Born in Buffalo, New York, raised in the South Towns area, a little hamlet called East Aurora. Nice little place, it really was. Still a neat town. Did a tour in the military for a few years after graduation from high school. Ended up in Middle Tennessee. Went to college there, Adams State University. Spent about 25 years in and around Middle Tennessee. Worked in various aspects of the broadcast industry there. Had a lot of fun. Ended up moving out here around 2006. Ran a water filter company up near Bonanza for a dozen years. When my wife took ill, we found we had to move down an elevation, which helped a lot. Ended up here in Monte Vista about 3 years ago. So that's where I'm originally from and how I got to the San Luis Valley in Monte Vista.
Well, and there you stole all the questions that I was supposed to ask.
Well, I figured I'd answer it in a different format.
Well, that's great. So what other groups did you get involved in now that you're in Monte Vista?
I am the secretary of the San Luis Valley Amateur Radio Association. As I mentioned, I'm happily a part of the chamber's board of directors now. That's just this year. Very pleased to be helping there. Oh, and of course, there's the whole SL Voices thing that we'll get into. That and five wonderful grandchildren, a darling wife. It keeps me busy.
I bet it does. So besides that and the grandchildren, what kind of hobbies do you have? What kind of other interests? Obviously, you have an interest in ham radios.
I do. It's kind of neat to talk all over the world with just a few watts and such. Been doing that, honestly, since the mid-70s. Don't do a whole lot else. I do love to fish, but fly fishing is just not for me. I'm an old give me a worm, can of beer, and a bank, and that's good. I'd rather have an old creek or a pond or something and a relaxing afternoon. Well, I'm an electronics geek, too, besides the radio stuff.
Yes, you are. So did you talk to any aliens?
I have not talked to aliens. One of my goals is actually to talk to the guys on the space station.
Oh, that would be fun.
That would be really cool to do.
And so your radio can reach that far?
Absolutely.
Oh, fantastic.
There's just so many facets of it. It's a fascinating thing. And if anybody's interested in the radio group, of course, we do offer testing and other things, so I certainly welcome your inquiries.
There you go. So your main interest, though, or your main job, if you might say, is SL Voices,
mm-hmm.
which we can talk a lot about that, actually. You guys have established relatively quickly in the Valley here. So tell us a little bit about the SL Voices.
Long story short, it just wasn't feasible to keep doing the water filter thing. I had to come up with something else to do. The difficulty at the time is my wife really needed a lot more care than she does now. And again, she's recovered very, very well. But in the beginning stages, I really couldn't have gone out and got just a 9-to-5 job. That wasn't feasible. It wasn't possible. So what do? We did a lot of traveling around the area, trying to figure things out. And one thing we found pretty quick is a lack of cohesive information throughout the valley. This is an 8,000 plus square mile area. There's a lot going on in all the different towns, but there was no way to centrally figure out what we could go do. So I kind of created this a little spreadsheet to track these events so my wife and I could go out and do things. I quickly realized, you know, this has got potential. So the calendar was the first thing that we actually created. It's a valley-wide events calendar. It's the most extensive out there because we're including not just events, but meetings, organizations, civic groups. Anything is happening that people might have an interest in, we try to add that to it. Which brings us around to the mission of SL Voices, which is raising awareness and encouraging involvement. We want to look at the positive side of things. You know, there's enough negativity in the world already. What can you do to get involved? This is really what drives us. You know, if you don't like something that's going on with your local government or your local police department, whatever it is, go get involved. Go to the meetings. I think people don't understand that they really have a voice here in the Valley, in their local communities, if they would become active and do so. So that's one of the things that we want to do is, you know, by raising awareness, we're letting people know when the meetings are happening, what's going on, and encouraging them to get involved in a positive way in their community to help have a positive impact.
Nice. The calendar is just an amazing thing. Everybody that I meet, they ask, oh, what's going on in the Valley? And I always refer them to the calendar because if it's not on there, it's not happening.
I would give it like a high 98, 99% and certainly urge people to submit this information to us as well. There is an event form on the calendar, slvoices.com. Please submit that to us. It's a great help when people do.
So we already established that it's a great idea, so, but whose idea was it?
It was mine.
Is that right? You're taking the credit for it. Okay.
It really was a joint venture kind of thing, but the name and a lot of the other stuff just kind of came to me one evening as I was sitting here after I'd put my wife to bed and everything, and she's all tucked in for the evening. I couldn't sleep, and I just sat up thinking, what am I going to do? Well, that night, not only did I buy the domain name, but I built the first website. She'll tell you about this too. I went to bed thinking everything is fine. I get up the next morning, and he says, we have a new business, and you own it. She does. Actually, the business is in her name. We work together on it, but it is a woman-owned business. And of course, being a veteran, it's a woman veteran-owned and run type of business.
Oh, that's great. And so it's obviously family. There's other family involved too.
Our daughter is our social media director, which is very helpful because she understands some of the stuff that we don't.
And she does some of the voiceover stuff.
She does some of the voiceover work for us, the introductions, the closes. She handles the calendar now, which is extremely helpful because it's a lot of time and effort to keep that calendar up to date.
I'm sure it is. There's a lot of information out there on that calendar, folks, so you got to take a look at it.
Thank you, Tara. We appreciate your help.
Yeah, there you go. What is your biggest challenge then with this business and moving forward?
There have actually been two big challenges. Besides the calendar, of course, we do social media promotions. We're a digital-oriented kind of company. From the beginning came the podcast, too, because it's a new way to get information out to people. 1 in 4 people listen to podcasts every week. 1 in 3 are listening every month. It's a huge market. It's the way people consume information. But here in the Valley, we got a lot of really odd looks, I guess, the first few months. What's a podcast? Never heard of that. Well, over the last couple of years, a lot of people have now, and you know that's changed. So that was really the first big hurdle was getting people to understand what we do and what we can do for them. Again, raising awareness of their events, of their business. Encouraging people to go. The second big challenge, of course, has been the whole COVID situation. You know, how do you promote events when there are no events? So it's been a real challenge for the last several months. We've reinvented ourselves and done a lot of other different things, stepping into video at the first of the year. It's been a real challenge. But, you know, we're going to persevere because we believe in what we do and love raising up the valley and encouraging people to come here from, you know, all over the country.
You know, you could also, on your calendar, list all the 400, 500 Zoom meetings that people are now having nowadays. It seems like everybody's online, everybody's talking online. It's a new way of communicating, which is great.
It really is. And honestly, if a business isn't online, if you don't have some kind of presence, at least Facebook or a website or something, the reality of it is people aren't going to find your business anymore. certainly encourage folks to reach out to us. We can help you in that regard. 90% of all internet searches are done on these mobile or smart devices now. This is where people find you. You know, if you're not here, the likelihood of them finding you is slim and none.
Well, you know, you started your relationship with the Monte Vista Chamber doing the podcasts and working with us with some of the local businesses and getting some exposure for them, et cetera, so forth. What prompted you then from there to join the chamber and become a director?
We actually joined the chamber before the first podcast. It was in December a couple of years ago that we joined it. And the first podcast we actually did was for the Monte Vista Crane Festival. The then chamber manager, Jerry, told me later, he said, you know, I really didn't understand what y'all were talking about with the whole podcast, but we did kind of a trade-out deal with them. You know, we produced the podcast in exchange for a booth and had a wonderful time, I got to say, at the Crane Fest. It was the first time we were actually out in the public after having formed the business and got some really incredible feedback from people. But that was the first one we did and very well received. That was the first podcast that we did. And it went over extremely well, really helped promote the Crane Fest. And it was that fall that we had talked with Jerry again and said, you know, we'd love to do this for the chamber on a more regular basis. And the rest is history. We're into our second year of doing this now. It's been wonderful.
You know, there's a lot of statistics behind that, too, with the chamber podcast. By chance, do you have, by memory, any of those statistics? I know we do 2 businesses a month.
We do, and I do actually have some of those statistics. Not off the top of my head, I'm not that good. But I can tell you, in the first year, we actually interviewed a total of 52 people. We talked to 30 different businesses. As of the recording of this podcast here, which is mid-August, we've had over 36,000 listens to the Chamber podcast themselves.
And so how does that compare? How does that, for those people out there, is that reaching your goal of how many people you want to be?
It actually is. According to the vice president of one of the larger paid podcast platforms, 50% of all podcasts receive a mere 141 listens after 30 days. 30 days is that benchmark. How many do you have 30 days after release? And to us, that's a dismal number. That's terrible. Around 450 puts you in the top 40%. Around 780 puts you in the top 30%. 1,100 listens puts you in the top 20%. And that's my goal, is to get into the top 20 to 30%. Now, obviously, we exceed that over time because podcasts are always available 24/7, and we leave them up long after they have been produced. So, you know, we're getting into the thousands of listens, but typically, we're in that 20 to 30% range after 30 days. Now, the statistic, most podcasts fail after the first 7 to 10. That's it. They're gone. They're done. We're pushing up against 100 in 2 years, so we're rocking and rolling. And again, staying in that top 30% or better, that's our goal, and we're doing it. We're talking about the San Luis Valley, a population of roughly 50,000-ish people. We're super happy with those numbers. And everybody we talk to, everybody we've worked with, they're also very happy with the numbers. We did a podcast here recently with Colorado Department of Transportation. They reached out to us and said, can you do a podcast for the Valley and promote this? Absolutely we can. So we've worked with some bigger players, you know, we work with single owner businesses and everything in between.
Well, it sounds like it's doing really well. And I know from my involvement in the podcast for the chamber, we kind of sucked you into the chamber. So is that why, I guess, are now you on the board?
Long story short, our former chamber manager retired to pursue other interests. And I had an interest in the position, but I could only do it part time. So it wasn't a good fit. Again, I spent a lot of time doing what we do with SL Voices. But they came back and said, would you be interested in serving on our board of directors? And didn't have to stew on that real long. I really think the chamber has turned itself around over the past several years. It's moving in a very progressive, very forward direction. You know, we're reaching out even further on social media. There are other plans that we're making to do even other things beyond that to extend the reach. And obviously, the podcast does extremely well in letting people know what's going on. But there are a lot of other things we're working on, too. So, yeah, it's an exciting group to be involved with. It really is.
And having been on the chamber for, you know, now, 3 years, I want to first welcome you and also say that it's great to have people that want to get involved, people that will get involved, and people that don't just say, I want to be involved, but actually are. You get a lot of those folks that say, you know, oh, yeah, you know, I want to do this, I want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes down to it, they're not a moving or shaker.
It's a hit and miss thing, yeah.
Yeah. So congratulations, and we're happy to have you on the board for sure.
Well, thank you, Ken. I appreciate that. It's exciting. We've got some really bright people. It was a very wise move, I think, in the chamber's part to pick up some younger members.
I'm membership director, so I need more members of the chamber. We need more businesses to get involved in our community and in the chamber. What advice would you give to some business out there, and why would you recommend them joining the chamber if they're not already a member?
You know, Ken, there are a lot of benefits to belonging to the chamber. I went through and looked at the benefits list and want to mention the top three, to me at least. One is networking. It's a way to network with other people, to get to meet other people, and not just chamber members. You know, when you can sit down in a room with like-minded people who are business managers and business owners and drivers of business and industry and compare notes and get ideas, that's priceless to me. You know, you learn from other people, and these are other business people. So to me, the networking is just a huge benefit to being a member of the chamber, obviously increasing the visibility in the community here. You get listed on the chamber website. You get preferences for businesses. If someone calls in from out of town and says, well, you know, I'm looking for a particular business to do a particular type of thing, if you're a chamber member, you get mentioned first. And obviously, the chamber has a website, which gets lots and lots of hits as well. The chamber is expanding out its internet presence and marketing. Obviously, then the podcast, the USL Voices, is a huge way to increase your visibility in the community. And the events, too, I think are probably the next big thing. The Chamber is heavily involved in a lot of really neat events here. Obviously, we didn't have some this year. The Crane Fest was the last one we could do, but that's a big event. The Ag Conference is huge. We went for the first time this past year and was just blown away by it. The conferences, the expo hall itself is filled, and boy, isn't it going to be neat to put that in the new Sky High next year. There's a lot of other benefits, programming discounts, access to bulk mail discounts, event booth discounts. You know, they do ribbon cuttings and open houses and a lot of other things. But to me, those are the top three.
Yeah, I think, you know, networking with other businesses, you know, we are expanding that, by the way, and you're involved in it, where we're bringing together all of the chambers in the Valley.
Yes.
We're just starting that so that we can collectively share ideas and thoughts and things like that. So not only will it be just Monta Vista ideas and thoughts and Monta Vista businesses, but it'll be clear across the Valley where everybody will have a connection. So I think that's a positive direction for our chamber also.
I love the idea. You know, we're all unique little communities. We each have our own unique personality, but at the end of the day, we're the Valley. And the Valley stands united together, I think, in a lot of things. And seeing it come up is going to be great.
Tell us some of the things coming up that the chamber's doing, besides the collaboration.
Well, as I mentioned, the Ag Conference is actually going to be March 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of 2021. And the Crane Fest is now scheduled for March 12th, 13th, and 14th of 2021. Tentatively, there is the Holiday Bazaar, December 4th and 5th this year. Moonlight Madness tentatively scheduled for October 23rd of this year. There's going to be another Mountain Film Festival, looking at scheduling that in January of 2021. Thunder in the Valley, probably June of 2021.
As you can see, things are moving forward, and the Chamber's still involved in many different things. One of the big things right now, too, that I wanted to mention chamber-wise is that several of our chamber directors are involved in Friends of Sky High.
Yes.
And that is an amazing, exciting thing happening here in Monta Vista, a brand new Sky High complex. It's fantastic.
We're committed. The old building is gone.
I saw those pictures of it coming down. That's pretty fun.
Well, what an exciting time to be here and see something new coming along. And there's just so much great potential for the new Sky High complex. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, definitely. How about if we circle back around to our town? If you had the power to dispel a common misconception or preconceived notion or idea about Monta Vista, what would it be and why?
That the town's dead or dying. I don't think Monta Vista's dying. I see it turning around. We're seeing new businesses. We're seeing some revitalization going on downtown. There are a lot of plans to take this even further coming down the pipe very, very soon, I think. It's a thriving little community. I think it's a great little sleepy bedroom community kind of thing. I think the reputation of Monta Vista has turned around in the last few years, and I don't think it's just the chamber. I think the police department has done a lot to do this. I think the city officials have done a lot to help this. You know, Ken, you and I and some others were meeting early this year, and we felt this buzz and excitement going on in the town. Downtown, Adams Street was starting to come alive, and of course, this whole COVID thing hit, and everything kind of hit the floor for a while. But I'm seeing that start up again. You feel that vibe downtown. You feel the excitement there.
That was an amazing time. Just before COVID,
mm-hmm.
there were so many things happening or about to happen or thinking about happening or planning to happen or, you know, the possibilities or whatever. It was overwhelming sometimes.
It's hard to keep up with.
Yeah.
It really was.
Yeah. And then, of course, unfortunately, you know, COVID came along. But we're starting to fire back up again, don't you think?
I absolutely think so. We had the whole Bonavista, it was open for business thing. We put the banners at the edge of town and all the businesses had the little signs in their shop. And I think that really kind of helped jumpstart things again. You know, people were a little hesitant and the business is really open, but we're seeing foot traffic down there and not just Adams Street, but around the center of Bonavista itself. The whole business district is starting to pop again. There's this forward positive movement happening.
Absolutely. One of the things that I'm really positive about is that over this whole COVID time, we've actually had 4 new businesses open downtown.
That's right.
In a time where, you know, unfortunately, businesses are thinking about closing and moving on and et cetera, so forth, we actually here in Monta Vista had 4 brand new businesses start. That was amazing.
The Polished Bean.
Coffee shop.
Yep. They were on a podcast just recently. Great story. Pacheco's story. Awesome. Of course, they had the Polished Edge, and then they opened the Polished Bean on top of that. The new soup and sandwich shop.
Under the Montevilla. Yeah.
What were the other two?
We have the Woodworker. He's just opening his place on Adams Street.
That's right.
And then right across from that, next to the Valley Theater, we have a new thrift shop opening.
That's right.
And in the next couple of weeks, you'll see that coming. So it's pretty exciting.
Exciting times.
So where do you see, given all this positivity, where do you see Monta Vista in 3 to 5 years?
I see it continuing to grow in good directions. There's a lot of potential for a lot of other things. There's a lot of room for improvement, obviously. I see a lot of this taking place over time. Rome wasn't built in a day, and we're not going to turn things around completely here in a day either. But I think over 3 to 5 years, I think you're going to see a thriving downtown district again. And not just Adams Street itself. I mean, we've got 160, we've got the adjoining streets on each side of there. That entire district area, I just see coming up. I would say in 3 to 5 years, you're going to walk downtown and go, wow, I see it happening.
Is there anything else that you wanted to mention?
Certainly, if you're a new business or even existing business here in town, I would absolutely encourage you to check out the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce. Get a hold of Ken. He's our chamber membership director, and we'll certainly be glad to sit down and discuss in much greater detail the benefits and the things that you get out of becoming a member of the chamber. This chamber's on the move. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It is moving forward. It's forward thinking. It's not just that I'm a member. I see this on the inside. I see the meetings. I'm a part of this and can see the change happening. The bottom line of the chamber, it's our voice as local businesses to others. There's strength in numbers, and that's what the chamber represents. It represents all of us businesses in the town. It is our voice to the city government and to other people around. They represent us. So as far as obviously what we do, the Cliff Notes version of what we do is promoting businesses, events, nonprofits, or fundraisers. We'd love to talk to you about a cost-effective way to meet your advertising needs, increase interest in what you're providing to the community. Remember, too, we don't just reach the San Luis Valley. Podcasts are available across the country and around the world, 24/7. So we're available on these smart devices that people have anytime, anywhere, so they can consume your material at their leisure. And that's the whole premise behind it. So if we can help you do that, we'd love to. There are a lot of different ways that we can help people advertise and get the word out. From custom website building to social media promotions to a podcast, a video, digital form. That's what we do. So appreciate it. And Ken, I appreciate you stepping in.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate it. And thanks for all your great input. It was fantastic.
Thanks, Ken.
There's just something special about a hometown Dairy Queen restaurant. As the only Dairy Queen grill and chill in the San Luis Valley, located in Monta Vista, the management and staff works hard to live up to their slogan, Happy Tastes Good. Soft serve ice cream and signature shakes top the menu at this classic burger and fries fast food chain.
You're looking for great soft serve ice cream, signature shakes, classic burgers, fries, and more. Well, there's one place you need to stop in Monta Vista and do so. That is our Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. Here to tell us all about it is Chief Operations Officer Mike Flagg. Mike, welcome to SL Voices. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Absolutely. Good to be here. Thank you.
First, Mike, let's get your story, sir. Where are you originally from?
I grew up in Colorado. I was originally born in Wyoming, but grew up in the Denver area and been in Colorado most of my life. Actually, went to Adams State and Alamosa for college years ago, so was familiar with the Valley before we ended up in the Monta Vista Dairy Queen business.
Well, tell me a little bit about your past, your history. What have you done over the years?
On the Dairy Queen side, I've been working for Dairy Queen for 27 years this year. Pretty much the only job I've ever had. So I work for a franchisee, Craig Shannon, who owns 8 Dairy Queen locations across the state of Colorado. And he's owned Dairy Queens for 40 some years. And so that's what I do is I just make sure all of our stores are running as best as possible and keep tabs on our managers, make sure that they're doing the right thing. And that we're each and every day working to give our guests the best possible experience at our locations.
Well, Mike, the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill here in Monta Vista is the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce's Business of the Month for September. So congratulations.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate that. Absolutely.
Mike, let's discuss your store. And please feel free to get into as much detail as you'd like. First, what is the mission of the Dairy Queen store?
In Dairy Queen as a whole, we like to say that our mission is to create positive memories for all who touch DQ. And so that goes from our employees who work for us. We like to provide a positive work environment for them down to our customers who visit us every day for our food and treats, making sure that they have the best possible customer service and those blizzards are upside down right thick and the burgers are hot and juicy. I think Dairy Queen tends to be unique in the kind of quick serve business in that a lot of people have a connection to what they call their Dairy Queen. And so we really try to just stay on top of that and make sure that we're always creating those memories for people that last a long time.
Do you know how long this Dairy Queen has been here in Monta Vista?
I don't have the exact year that it was built, but I believe it was in the early 80s. And I know that the Palmgrens owned it. We bought it from them in 2018. They had owned it for 20 years, and they weren't the original owners. It's been in the valley there for quite some time.
You just mentioned new owners as of June 2018. What has been the primary focus since taking over?
What we like to do in all of our stores, we always say, is that we like to take good stores and make them great. You know, we did an extensive remodel on the building last year to kind of bring it up to current standards and make sure that it looks great for all the people who come through and see it. We're really big on the customer service training aspect and making sure that our employees are doing their best each and every day to take care of guests. Because ultimately, especially in the Valley where there's not a huge population center to get customers from, we know that customers are going to come to us time and time again. And so we got to keep those customers happy with their visit each time so that they want to keep coming back to us and not one of the other options in town.
Mike, what has been the biggest challenge you all have faced since taking over?
So I think kind of in all the locations we take over, one of the biggest challenges is just staffing, making sure you have the right people in the right places doing the right things. That's true in big cities and small cities and everywhere in between. People are what make the business run, and we're always trying to find the best ones to do that.
That makes sense. Mike, what is it about Dairy Queen that makes it so appealing? What keeps bringing people back?
That's a really good question that for 27 years I've been trying to figure out. I'm not sure what it is exactly, but I do think that it's just one of those places in large part that people go to have a good time, right? It's not always just about having a meal or getting a quick lunch or a quick dinner. It's about rewarding your kid for a good report card or, you know, where you go when you've just had a good day so that you get that little treat and kind of reward things. I think that's one of the things that makes us special.
Well, I think it's even in your slogan. You're the home of fan food, not fast food.
Actually, that's our old slogan now. Our new slogan is happy tastes good. I still like both of them. The fan food part, we tend to not call the people who come to visit us customers. We like to call them fans because they are fans of the brand. But our new slogan that you'll see in our advertising now is happy tastes good. And so it's just about kind of those happy moments and memories. And inside Dairy Queen, we have our new rallying cry, which is we make happy. So we like our employees to always be thinking about that when they're serving that product up, that we're really trying to make happy for people.
What would you say are the top 3 most popular items you offer?
So that does vary a bit by location. Some of our locations are more food focused, which is absolutely true in Monta Vista. A bigger percentage of our sales comes from food than from the soft serve side. Within Monta Vista specifically, our flamethrower burgers are really popular. Chicken strip baskets, obviously, probably near the top of the list. And then obviously our blizzards. It's hard to pick one of those as a leading flavor since we're always changing them up. But certainly that whole Blizzard brand.
The Dairy Queen here, Mike, is branded as a grill and chill. Are there different types of Dairy Queens throughout the country?
There's 2 main types of Dairy Queens. There's what we call DQ Grill and Chills, which is what Monta Vista is, which serves the full line of food and soft serve treats. In certain parts of the country, there are ice cream. Dairy Queen's been around for so long that when it first started, that's all it sold was ice cream. That was kind of before the days of McDonald's.
Does the Dairy Queen mobile app work at the store here in Monta Vista?
In March of this year, we installed the new Dairy Queen approved register system that does allow mobile ordering. And so absolutely, especially during the pandemic that we've been going through, we're trying to encourage people as much as possible to use that app. People to skip the line, get served a little faster, and that way you don't have to come in the building. We'll just bring it right out to your car for you too.
Mike, how has the whole COVID-19 situation affected Dairy Queen here, and what have y'all had to do to adapt?
Back in March, it was a pretty scary situation. I was actually down there. We were installing the new register system on the day that we had to close our dining room. And so we kind of went into uncharted territory for a while, as did everyone. And sales took a drop for a while. And then kind of mid-April, across all of our stores and much of the country for Dairy Queen, sales just kind of skyrocketed. I think people just, again, felt Dairy Queen was a place where they could go and forget about all the troubles of the world right now. And so business has actually been incredibly great since then. It's been nice that obviously we have a drive-thru that we're used to using all the time anyway. And so when lobbies were closed entirely, it was easy for us to just transition to that mode. Obviously, we're doing the best we can to keep people safe. And so we've implemented new sanitation and disinfecting procedures and mask wearing among employees and all those things that you see everywhere. But we've taken that all very seriously and have checklists that employees complete every hour to indicate that things are getting done. So we're doing our part to make sure that people stay safe as well.
Well, Mike, let's face it, in the restaurant business in general, and sometimes more so at a fast food establishment, things can happen with orders. Instead of taking to social media, though, and bashing the particular establishment you've been at, what would you recommend people do?
First and foremost, I think the most important thing is just call us, because we're always willing to fix it. No one is perfect. I make mistakes. I know some of our employees make mistakes. But in the end, we just want to make sure that we get it right for you. And so the best way to do that is to come back and see us, or if you're already home, give us a call, and we'll fix it for you the next time you're through. Just give us that opportunity, because things do happen and we just want to make it right for everyone.
Very good. If you had the power to dispel a misconception or preconceived notion about Dairy Queen here, what would that be?
So I think that just one of the most preconceived notions is that because it's fast food, you don't necessarily always expect it to be the best. We're always trying our best to make sure that we're serving the best quality products to people. I think that's probably the biggest misconception that I see, is that we really are trying to serve great tasting food and treats.
Mike, why did Dairy Queen here join the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce? Typically, franchise type establishments don't do that. Believe me, we're happy to have you, but I'm just curious.
Like I was saying, we have 8 locations all across the state of Colorado, a lot of them in smaller towns. Even if we don't physically live in the community, we really want to try to make sure that our location is part of that community. And so being part of the chamber is our way of doing that. Earlier this year, we thought the cranes on the street was a great idea, and we're happy to participate in that and are looking forward to having our crane hanging in our lobby as soon as it comes down on the street. Just those little things, I think, especially for Dairy Queen, are an important way of just making sure that we're staying a part of our community.
Anything else you'd like to mention, or a question I should have asked you but didn't?
We just wanted to thank the Chamber for naming Dairy Queen the Business of the Month for September and all that you guys do around the community to make sure that Monta Vista is as strong as it can be. So thank you guys.
Very good. We appreciate you joining us for this, Mike, and certainly urge people, drop by and try it out. We've got great soft serve ice cream, super burgers, and a lot more on the menu. Mike, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, sir.
Yep.
Soup Sandwich Love. That's the focus of one of Monta Vista's newest businesses, the Soup and Sandwich Company. Specializing in delicious house-made soups, a variety of fantastic sandwiches, salads, and more, the Soup and Sandwich Company strives to provide quality food to good people for a fair price.
Looking for something different for food in Monta Vista? Founded just this year by local entrepreneur Stephen Valdez, Soup and Sandwich Company is striving to provide quality food to good people at a fair price. And we're here to find out more about why, when, and all the other neat stuff. Stephen, welcome to SL Voices.
Thank you.
First, let's get your story. Where are you originally from?
Originally, I'm from the San Luis Valley. I moved away for college. I was in Fort Collins for a few years, but I came back last year.
Where did you go to college?
CSU.
Well, tell me a little bit about your past, your history. What have you done prior to opening the Soup and Sandwich Shop?
Well, in high school, I was really an active person with my extracurriculars. I was a district board member for Key Club International, president of my FBLA here in Monta Vista High School, really active in community service and just giving back to the community. That's what I love to do.
Are there other groups you're involved with here locally in the San Luis Valley?
Currently, I am a board member on the Rio Grande County Tourism Association board.
Really?
Yeah. So what we do is we just oversee the budget for the county, make sure that those tourism dollars are being reinvested, bringing in more tourism.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Kiwanis member for the South Fork Kiwanis Group. I am a board member on the Monta Vista Cemetery Association, and I own the Workers Union Cemetery.
Oh my goodness, you really are involved.
Yeah.
That is great. Do you have any off time owning your own business now, and what do you do?
I really don't. I do own a hotel in South Fork, the Quality Inn, so this is a second business for me. It's kind of hard to come between the two businesses. I devote about a day a week to come down to Monta Vista and check on things, but my free time is mostly spent just working on projects and other things that I want to get done.
I bet. Well, Stephen, the Soup and Sandwich Company in Monta Vista is the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce's featured business for the month of September, so congratulations.
Thank you.
You guys just opened, too.
Yeah.
Well, let's discuss your store here, and feel free to get into as much detail as you'd like. First, what is the mission of the Soup and Sandwich Company?
Our mission is basically what our mission statement says. We're providing quality food to good people at a fair price. It's something different in town, like our jalapeno popper, grilled cheese, or chicken cordon bleu sandwiches. We're trying to fill a gap of the type of sandwiches that you don't find in your typical Subway or Love's Subs.
When did you originally start this company, and why?
So we opened about mid-July. The reason I started Soup and Sandwich Company is because I wanted to get into the food and beverage industry. Owning a hotel, I know a lot of hotels have a restaurant with the actual building. So I just wanted to get the learning experience and open up something that I could be proud of. It originally started because I wanted to buy the Subway here in town, and the owners weren't quite ready to sell. So I said, well, I'll just do my own thing, follow their kind of business model, and provide good subs to people.
Very good. And you've opened right in the middle of this whole COVID thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. What has been your biggest challenge that you faced since opening?
I think in the beginning, it was just getting people in the door. People were scared with COVID and everything. So that's why we offer free delivery. So that way we can take the food to them without the risk of them being infected. We do contactless delivery, which is great. I love that we're able to offer that.
What is it about the Soup and Sandwich Company that makes it so appealing? What's bringing people back?
I think it's the ambiance of our dining room. We spent a lot of time remodeling, renovating, putting some artwork in here. So it's a really welcoming feel for all people. I think that us providing two different soups interchanging each day is also one of the things that brings people in.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of places in town don't offer a good homemade soup.
That's true. And of course, the menu, all the great sandwiches. Speaking of which, why don't you break down the menu a little and tell me, why did you choose the particular items that you did?
So it was just kind of brainstorming one night, coming up with as many sandwiches as I could. We have 9 different types of sandwiches. We have 2 soups that change every day, and we offer 4 salads, as well as all of our drinks and desserts.
Do you know what your top 3 most popular items are yet?
I do, yeah. It's number 1 is going to be our chicken bacon avocado. Number 2 is the jalapeno popper grilled cheese. And then number 3 is our classic club.
They all sound good. And you were saying you offer free delivery and even online ordering?
Yeah, soupandsandwichcompany.com. They can go on and click on the top right online order. It'll be delivered to their door in 15 to 20 minutes.
Is there a particular area or range as far as the free delivery?
Yes. So we go 7 miles from the restaurant.
And just in case anybody's wondering, we actually are physically on location here. There are people walking in, ordering food while we're here recording this, and that is great. Where specifically are you located? People don't know.
So we're at 925 First Avenue inside the Monta Villa Hotel. We use the front entrance. None of the other entrances have access.
And I read something, too, on your website about giving back to the community. Can you explain that, please?
Yeah, definitely. So I set about 5% aside of the gross profits, and that's just to give back to the community. Right now, we're focusing on doing a sort of update to the Workers Union Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And included in that is just a new fence that we're trying to help them build, as well as putting some rock and gravel down for landscape.
How has the whole COVID-19 situation affected your business here, and what have you had to do to adapt?
Of course, we've had to put down the social distancing pieces of tape and require everyone to wear their masks. I think that people who are afraid of COVID still have the opportunity to eat our sandwiches through the free delivery.
Right.
And other than that, I'm not sure how it's really affected the business. I know the market as a whole is kind of in a little bit of a slump. So as far as I look at it, it's just up from here.
Let's face it, Stephen, in the restaurant business in general, and sometimes more so at fast service establishments, things can happen with orders. However, instead of taking to social media to bash the firm or the company for its mistake, what would you recommend people do?
I would love it if they would speak to us or our management team directly so we can fix the problem right then and right there. When they go onto social media and they post things, it's still beneficial because we're understanding what the guests want. A lot of people in today's age don't want to have that in-person conflict, so they don't want to bring up the issue with the manager. They'd rather go online and just put it on Yelp or something like that. All feedback is good feedback because it helps us grow and develop.
But still, you'd rather hear from them directly.
I would. Yeah, definitely. I think that if we're able to fix what the customer had to complain about and retain their business for months or years to come, then that would be the best outcome.
Why did the Soup and Sandwich Company join the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce? You're a brand new business.
Yeah, so I sit with Linda from the Chamber on the Rio Grande County Tourism Association, and I heard of all the marketing that they do for the Monta Vista community and promoting their local events. I thought that'd be a great organization to be a part of, to meet other local business owners and just take advantage of their marketing that they do for us.
You would certainly recommend that businesses join our chamber for all the benefits that it offers.
I would, definitely. I think every business should be a part of their local chamber.
Where would you like to see Monta Vista, say, 3 to 5 years from now? And do you have a proposal as to how to get there?
I think Monta Vista still has a lot of room to grow. Right now, it's leaning more agriculturally driven than industrial business. But with their new city manager, I think that he has some plans to bring in some different types of businesses so we're not solely relying on the agriculture. And I'd like to see that take place.
So what question should I have asked you and didn't?
I'd just like to thank everyone who's come in and supported the business thus far. If you haven't tried Soup and Sandwich Company, this is your opportunity. If you're hearing this podcast right now and you come in, mention that you heard this and we'll give you 10% off for your first order.
Oh, that is great. Thank you. So don't forget, folks. Anything else you'd like to mention, Stephen?
It's going to be a great run. I hope that we're here for many more months and years.
We certainly hope you're here for a long, long time, too. It's a valley-grown business right here in Monta Vista. It's the Soup and Sandwich Company. You got to come check them out. Some really good food. Stephen, thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you.
Ready to put your company on the digital map? Want to promote your business, your event, your nonprofit, or your fundraiser? Contact SL Voices today to discuss the most cost-effective way to meet your advertising needs and increase interest for what you provide to the community. SL Voices reaches not just the San Luis Valley, but all over the United States and around the world using a modern social media approach. They bring attention to what you are doing and why you're doing it by providing the most comprehensive and free events calendar, along with professionally produced local podcasts, videos, and digital marketing that tells your story. Call Adam at 719-239-1811 or email Adam at slvoices.com. That's Adam at slvoices.com. The only Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in the San Luis Valley is in Monta Vista. It's conveniently located at 705 First Avenue at the corner of Highway 285 and 160. You can't miss it. Call them at 719-852-2180. Or better yet, stop by and enjoy one of their special burgers or delicious desserts, as well as specialty ice cream cakes. Have a taste for quality food to good people at a fair price? Then look no further than the Soup and Sandwich Company. Founded this summer by local entrepreneur Stephen Valdez, the Soup and Sandwich Company specializes in house-made soups, refreshing salads, and unique sandwiches. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 in the morning until 8 in the evening with takeout and free local delivery. Drop by at 925 First Avenue inside the Monta Villa Inn. Call them at 719-628-2730. That's 719-628-2730. Visit their website to learn more. SoupandSandwichCompany.com. That's SoupandSandwichCompany.com. Have you considered becoming a member of the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce? You should! To find out all about the great benefits of being a Chamber of Commerce member and how to join, stop by the Chamber office located at 947 First Avenue. You can also call them at 719-852-2731 or visit their website, MontaVistaChamber.org. And be sure to check back next month for another Monta Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast on slvoices.com or any major podcast platform.
The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor the monthly Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast, highlighting member businesses, events, and organizations. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce exists to promote businesses and events in the Monte Vista area. They serve its members and the community at large by planning and hosting many local events, social media promotions, advertising, and help to improve community relations and communications among the residents and guests of the Monte Vista area. Their mission is to advance a sustainable business environment and improve the quality of life for the community. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is located at 947 First Avenue in Monte Vista. You can call them at 719-852-2731. That's 719-852-2731. Or visit their website, montevistachamber.org. That's montevistachamber.org. And check back at the beginning of every month for another Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast.
We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events, more listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word, too, by joining our Facebook group, SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley, and liking our posts on other social media outlets. Also, check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please, patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your friends, family, and neighbors. We all love this area and want to see it flourish. And you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley.